I called it playing hard to get, so I can salve my wounds over your neglect. I love to watch you when you don't know I'm looking, especially if you sometimes catch me. Then I get that little pang of humiliation that kicks me in the stomach and makes me feel so good. I love to torture myself about you, because you're such a strange creature. It's much more fun getting all hot and bothered over neurotic than someone who might return the compliment and have a crush on me also. I engineer sordid little soap operas. You're always a star and I'm the leading lady, biting my knuckles in agony and weeping into my pillow. Then I find out I'm pregnant, and it's much more fun if you're a big shit about it and call me a whore and a tramp and send one stinging slap onto my tarnished virgin cheek. Or else, we could be in a 39-cent love comic, and you could be going out behind my back with my best friend on earth. I find out and try to commit suicide in the gutter and refer to you in my note as an animal, or say in the heat of passion with streaming red blood from my paper-white wrists, with love-struck tears pouring from my eyes, "Oh, you heel!" And you just laugh at me with no mercy, looking breathtakingly beautiful and dashing and handsome, and then get engaged to my so-called friend. Or else, we could be in a movie together, a big extravaganza. I could be the one you were in love with all along, but I only had eyes for another man. Then he turned out to be too nice and boring, and he wanted to spend the rest of his life with me. So I went crawling back to you, the good guy outlaw, begging forgiveness, telling you how stupid I was, and it was really truly you all along. And you gazed on me with scorn and thinly disguised hatred and a pretty twisted sneer face. You told me to go to hell, called me a stupid slut. So I loved you all the more and wanted to get back at you. I went into a convent and flagellated myself every night as a bride of Christ. Isn't it amazing that after one night of drunken fucking and then pretending that we're still only just, "Hi, how are ya, friends, the next time I see you," that all these peachy fantasies can come of it? I'd think you'd be immensely flattered, but apparently you're not. Either that or you're just not as sick as I am. But you must be. I know you are. You're only afraid to show it. So now I just pretend I'm playing hard to get when actually you're playing hard to have.